Welcome to Talk FX, a podcast dedicated to encouraging the lives of those affected by Fragile X syndrome. We have weekly conversations about some of the biggest challenges our neurodiverse peers face today. Our desire is to also share this platform with other families and experts to inform and encourage others in the neurodiverse community. We promise to keep it honest and real with you as well. And with that, here's this week's episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Talk Fragile X. If you have not listened to our most recent episode with Rob Snow, the director of CEO Commission for Disability Employment, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that. It was just a wonderful episode, being able to connect with somebody who is just so passionate and motivated to create change in the disability employment world. So please definitely go listen, as we are focusing this month of October on Disability Employment Awareness Month. So as we kind of move along with this month, you know, I've also in our first episode introducing Disability Employment Awareness Month, I just talked about, you know, what kind of the current state of those with disabilities being employed are, kind of shared some statistics and also some thoughts around, you know, how we as a community can do better to encourage employers to hire supported employment, and just kind of shared some thoughts from the perspective of, you know, somebody who is a employment specialist, someone who helps individuals with disabilities get jobs. And so definitely go listen to that one if you haven't already. But today I really wanted to focus on kind of the one of the most important questions that I think we should be asking ourselves. And that is, how can I be involved in Disability Employment Awareness Month? Because I think that, you know, there's all sorts of different awareness months, right? You know, there's Fragile X Awareness Month. There's just Disability Awareness Month in general. There's Disability Employment Awareness Month. There's, you know, Autism Awareness Month. And this month is also Down Syndrome Awareness Month. You know, all of these different types of awareness months. And, you know, some have different ways than others to that you can get involved. And so I just want to talk about, you know, how can you be involved in Disability Employment Awareness Month? I think that especially sometimes, even myself, when you're someone that, you know, maybe you're not directly affected by this particular topic yet. Maybe you have a family member, you know, with a developmental disability that is not, you know, old enough to enter the workforce yet. Maybe they're still young, or maybe, you know, you're just a friend of somebody that has a family member with a disability, you know, anything like that. Well, you can still be involved. there are always ways that we can be involved in something, even if it doesn't directly affect our lives. That's something that I talk about a lot, and I'm super passionate about. So let's get into it. The first thing that I want to share about how we can be involved in this particular month is truly, I believe this so strongly, that we should be educating ourselves on the current legislative policies as it relates to competitive integrated employment. You can research this on the U.S. Department of Labor website, and you can even look at all the legislations that are that have been or are currently being discussed, or maybe, you know, you can even check like the status of them. I'm sure so many of you know this, so I'm not gonna, you know, go on and on, but, you know, I was just kind of poking around, on it as it pertains to, competitive integrated employment. And, you know, I was looking at some of the bigger states like Arizona and California and all of that, and just, seeing the differences. And, you know, I'm not here to talk politics or anything like that, by any means. I'm just, you know, here to talk about how, we should really be educating ourselves on the current, legislative policies, and how they affect, competitive integrated employment. So, you know, like in the state of Arizona, we'll just talk about that because they're a pretty big state. You know, they introduced a legislation for integrated employment, and this was introduced at the beginning of this year. And you know, it talks about how the purpose of introducing this was to ensure that every individual that lives in Arizona should have the opportunity to participate in the workforce, including those who have disabilities. And, you know, I was kind of interested in the facts that they were sharing that, you know, just in 2019 and 2020 alone, 74% of those with a disability were employed in Arizona, and only 39% had a disability, and then 29% had a recorded cognitive disability. So, you know, just recognizing first and foremost that, you know, those numbers just keep getting lower and lower as you kind of change the category. It's discouraging. But we're also, you know, 29% of those were participants with intellectual disabilities that resulted in employment who had vocational resources and or services. And so it's just interesting to me to kind of see what different states are doing. You know, California, I would say, has maybe better. I haven't checked them super recently, but I believe they have, and please don't quote me on that. but I just recall that they had kind of better numbers as far as integrated employment. But I could totally be wrong on that. But anyways, the whole purpose of me sharing an example such as a, you know, legislative policy is because we should really care about these. You know, this is the reason why, you know, the National Fragile X Foundation has an advocacy day. This is the reason why the CEO Commission for Disability Employment, you know, they have their own day on the Hill too, going and speaking to their legislators, because they're the ones that are supposed to listen to us and to affect change and to create better policies that support integrated employment. And, you know, something that I also talked about with Rob Snow, the director of the CEO Commission's Disability Employment, is, you know, that we're not seeing as much as we used to individuals with disabilities not getting paid as equally to those of their typically developing peers and such. That's not happening, you know, maybe as much as way back when, you know, and that's something to celebrate. But, you know, it's because of the work that we do that really makes that change. And so I really just want to encourage each and every one of you listening that, you know, even if these types of policies don't directly affect your life right now. They're going to in the future. And so you know, some policies, they don't change for a long, long time. And that's why we should really care. And so I hope that that really makes sense. And I hope that it helps you and causes you to think, you know. I even learned a lot just by reading the different legislative policies for integrated employment. And just, it really opened my eyes to the work that we truly have to do still to support individuals with disabilities in having an opportunity to participate in employment opportunities. So then the other one we'll kind of jump to is how we can be involved in Disability Employment Awareness Month is by educating our the employers and employees in our community. You know, because that's really where it all starts is, you know, employers need to understand the benefits of hiring an individual with an intellectual or physical disability. It not only changes the, you know, culture of their workplace for the better, but it's also, you know, an encouragement to those on the outside, you know, whether it's customers coming into a retail store or whatever it might be, and they see that, you know, this company supports hiring individuals with disabilities. I mean, that is an encouragement and should be an encouragement to society and to show them that we all deserve the same opportunities as one another, no matter what our situation, you know, might be. And so, I think that employers should also know the benefits from a interpersonal standpoint of, you know, especially if it's somebody with a developmental disabilities, that employer has the opportunity to offer this individual an opportunity to grow in their life skills, to grow in maybe their social skills, to grow in their you know, work applicable skills too, especially for those that may have never had a job before, or maybe for those that never thought that they could have a job. You know, there's always opportunities out there that should and should always be available to them. And so employers have that opportunity to affect change in their interpersonal life just in a natural way of providing them the opportunity to be an employee for the first time and to contribute to society in that way too. I also think that we can train supervisors in different companies. We can make sure that companies are following, you know, what they should have in their, you know, in their, break rooms and stuff, you know, stating that they don't discriminate, you know, and making that message clear and, you know, updating their bulletin boards with, that type of information. And that's just so important to creating an inclusive, workplace and just culture in general. And also offering even training to supervisors that may have never worked with an individual with a developmental or physical disability, and helping them understand first and foremost maybe what their diagnosis is and how that affects their job, or maybe if they need a reasonable accommodation, you know, just helping them to understand what that might look like. And there's lots of different, you know, resources from that point of view, you know, whether it's a job coach that provides that information and supports the employer and the employee in understanding what their support needs are, or if it's the state entity, you know, the funding source of their services, whether they, you know, share that information, whomever it might be. It is really important for employers to understand what supports that they might need. And, you know, another thing that I spoke with Rob Snow, the director of CEO disability for, or Commission of Disability Employment, was just the importance in encouraging individuals with a disability to kind of disclose that information when applying for a job, because it allows them to receive the supports that they do need. And so I think that sometimes that can be a barrier too, and helping employers understand, okay, if they're identifying that they do have a disability, here's what I need to do to support them. I don't think we always see the level of supports that we should. And, you know, that's a situational thing. But I think that it's still important and does affect how the individual should be. It does affect how the individual should be supported in their job. So, yeah, those are just a couple of things that were really on my heart to share, as far as, you know, how you guys listening can be involved in Disability Employment Awareness Month and just educating yourself on where your region is at with hiring people with disabilities. Just check, you know, whether you live in Utah or Florida or wherever you're listening from, California, and you don't know what the rate is of individuals with disabilities being employed in your state, you should really know that and share it with people, and even just share why you want your child to have the same opportunities as everybody else, because your child might be 5 years old right now, or 6 years old, or maybe they're 10 years old, or maybe they're in high school getting ready to graduate and enter into that adulthood, which is a huge transition. It's important to start now, wherever you're at, to educate yourselves, to share with others, like, why you want the same opportunities for your child, you know? It's just so important from a personal level and, you know, an educational level too. So I think that there's so many components to being involved in an awareness month. Obviously, for so many of you listening, Fragile X Awareness Month has a big place in our hearts, you know, and all of these months should, because they're all tied together in a way, you know, they're all tied together in the sense that we're all fighting for that inclusion for our loved ones with a developmental or physical disability, you know, we want that for them. And so no matter how young your child is, it just starts right then, you know, and so whatever our stories might be, we can certainly affect change with them. So I hope that that was helpful information. I know that there's so many different routes we could take on this topic still. and it's certainly a passion of mine, and I'm excited to continue on this month talking about Disability Employment Awareness Month. And please reach out if you're somebody that wants to get involved, and you know, maybe you just want to share with me what's going on in your region. I would love to hear it, honestly, because we should be connecting with each other on this stuff and sharing our resources and sharing our experiences, because, you know, that's why I started this podcast, is so that I could offer a platform to talk about, you know, the hard things in the special needs community, and to talk about what should be going on to support each other. And so, yeah. I hope you found this episode helpful. Like I said, I'm excited to keep rolling with this important month. And I am just, I'm glad that I am a little more on top of it this month. I know I've been a little quiet recently, but you know, I am now, let's see, I think I'm now 7 or so months pregnant. And so my energy levels have really fluctuated. So I just appreciate you guys and just sticking with me. I've got a lot more to share, of course, and I'm really excited about the collabs I have coming up as well. So please stay tuned for that. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.